Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here Wednesday, March the 17th, 2021, 16 minutes past the hour, days away from the first day of spring. How about that? Now, today, there was a big controversy about this a few weeks ago. Now, today is St. Patrick's Day, right? Am I right about this? Is today St. Patrick's Day? Because I did not look this up. I know we all have technology at our fingertips, and we can pull out our cell phones and smartphones and get on our computers and laptops and tablets and all of these things and look this up. But is today St. Patrick's Day? Now, I was told that it is March 17th, and it is March 17th every year. Now, for some reason, I had it in my mind that it was March 15th, or that it was celebrated on a Saturday, or something of that nature. Now, I can say, not that I was out and about last Saturday, but I did not see a whole lot of St. Patrick's Day celebrations going on. You know, the bars and the restaurants are big into the green beer on St. Patrick's Day. But I did not see a whole lot of celebrations last Saturday. I don't know if they're pushed off to this Saturday or if they will happen today. Is today the Green Beer Day? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. And I wonder how that tradition got started. Green beer. I wonder why St. Patrick's Day is a drinking holiday. I mean, we certainly think of it as a drinking holiday now. Now, I don't think of it as a drinking holiday. I think of it as like shamrocks and green, the color green. And you're supposed to pinch somebody if they're not wearing the color green, which I'm not even sure why we do that. But it's for so many years now been celebrated as a drinking holiday. And I don't know if that has something to do with it being an Irish holiday, who St. Patrick was, what is the whole thing with St. Patrick's Day. Is anybody going to let me know, is today the official St. Patrick's Day? Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944, that's 740-383-9944. Well, I'm looking at this now, and it does say March 17th, so apparently, today is St. Patrick's Day, also known as Feast Day. St. Patrick was a saint of Ireland, born in Roman Britain in the late 4th century. He was kidnapped at the age of 16 and taken to Ireland as a slave. He escaped, but returned about 432 to convert the Irish to Christianity. Okay, now what does that have to do with green beer today on St. Patrick's Day? Or what does that have to do with shamrocks and four-leaf clovers and the color green? Now, does anybody understand any of that? Because that's the story of St. Patrick, for whom this day is named for, St. Patrick's Day. If anybody has any thoughts on this, give me a call. And you know, it doesn't even have to be, at this point, an accurate depiction. Maybe you don't know the exact answer. But why is St. Patrick's Day a drinking holiday if that's who St. Patrick was? A person who was kidnapped as a slave and taken to Ireland and came back with 432 people to convert the Irish to Christianity. What does that have to do with green beer? I have no idea. And I have no idea what it has to do with shamrocks. Have you ever noticed how all these holidays get twisted? I mean, I think they consider this a holiday. I think it's right there with St. Valentine's Day, which we don't observe as a federal holiday or anything. But these holidays, I don't even know where the meaning comes from. Now, I think St. Valentine is it patron saint of love or something like that? So I guess I get where we get that, but why does that turn into red hearts and flowers and candy and that whole bit? And, I mean, we look at Thanksgiving, and we found out that that really has nothing to do, it isn't exactly as we thought it was. That there was a big feast that came together between the Puritans and the Native Americans. Remember when we used to call them Pilgrims and Indians? You can't do that now. It's Puritans and Indigenous people, because that's all changed. And we certainly think of Columbus Day differently now, knowing all that he did, and what as opposed to what we thought he did all these years. And Memorial Day, Memorial Day probably is still what it was supposed to be, a remembrance of fallen veterans. But I don't know if you walked up to a kid and said, "What's Memorial Day?" I don't know if they would know that. 4th of July, of course, is Independence Day, but we celebrate that with fireworks and fairs and things like that. So I'm not really sure if the celebration for Independence Day is exactly fitting for the holiday. Maybe just the celebratory nature of it, I guess. And our Labor Day, we have just... Nobody knows what that's about. Labor Day was to celebrate the labor movement. That's what that's all about. But nobody thinks of it as a day to celebrate the labor movement anymore. Nobody thinks that at all. And then we have the federal holidays like President's Day, where we celebrate all the presidents, but nobody does anything that day. I mean, there's nothing of significance that goes on that day. And Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Now, that day, I will say there is a lot of celebration of Martin Luther King Jr. So, you know, I think they get that one right. I think that the people who celebrate that across this country and all the cities and municipalities and city governments and all that sort of... I think they get that right, because I do see a lot of celebrations geared toward the man himself. So that one we do seem to get right. But the other ones, I don't know if we get them right. They seem a little off from time to time. Now, it is foggy out there this morning, and I think some schools are closing in the area. I have not seen the entire list yet, but I know a lot of schools were on delay, and I think some schools are going ahead and canceling at this point, because it is foggy. Foggy, foggy, foggy. You know, I live just beyond Meyer on Route 95. Now, a lot of times it's very foggy out there because there are not a lot of buildings out there to block the fog. But usually by the time I get halfway up Route 95, and certainly by the time I get downtown here because of all the buildings, the fog is not that thick. Well, that was not the case this morning. It was very foggy the entire drive here this morning. So I'm sure a lot of schools, especially those in the county, are probably having a terrible time this morning, because if it was that foggy on Route 95 this morning, Mount Vernon Avenue, and it was that foggy here in downtown Marion, it is probably a mess out there where the fields are open. Has anybody had any trouble with the fog this morning? And by the way, my whole little soliloquy there on holidays has to do with St. Patrick's Day today. So does anybody have any thoughts on St. Patrick's Day? Why green beer? Why shamrocks? Do you even celebrate St. Patrick's Day? What do you do at home today if you are not one of these people who go out and drink the green beer? How do you celebrate it? Do you just wear something green so somebody doesn't pinch you? Is that pretty much what this is all about? Or is there a special meal that you cook? Is there an Irish meal that people will cook tonight, kind of like on New Year's Day when we do pork and sauerkraut? Is there something people will do today? I don't know. I don't hear a whole lot. To be honest with you, I don't know what's going on this March in general. I mean, I know we were just in the middle of the pandemic last year, but it seems like all these March activities are not getting a whole lot of mention anywhere. You know, we went to Daylight Savings Time last weekend. I heard that mentioned a couple places, but it was certainly not the big push that we normally hear. Here we are on St. Patrick's Day. To be honest, this morning, I wasn't even sure it was St. Patrick's Day. I have not seen or read anything about it this morning or even heard anything. We have the first day of spring coming up this weekend. I have not heard much talk about that. It's different, right? Does anybody have any idea why things are so different right now? You know, I don't know that we can blame this on the pandemic right now. A lot of restaurants have opened back up. The numbers seem to be down. There seems to be a lot of hope with the pandemic now, with so many people getting vaccinated and so on and so forth. Why are we not paying attention to the things we normally pay attention to? Spring break is usually a big one in the month of March. Spring break. Everybody used to go to Florida and have a good time. Now, maybe they still are, but I haven't heard a lot of people talking about trips that they're getting ready to take. So it's a different time. Now, I do believe that March Madness, the big basketball tournament, does start tomorrow. Is it tomorrow? I think it starts tomorrow. So you're going to have to get your bracket filled out today. I don't have a bracket. You know, if I had a bracket, I would fill it out. I would not gamble because I don't know what in the world I'm doing with the NCAA. And I don't think a lot of people know what they're doing with the NCAA right now because it has been such of a mess of a year with them. But I believe the tournament does start tomorrow. Does anybody know who's picked to be a favorite in the NCAA? I think Ohio State lost their game over the weekend, basketball-wise. So I don't think they're in the position to be expected to do anything big. But you know what's great about the NCAA tournament is you don't have to be expected to do anything big. Because it's one of the best tournaments that I think any sport has, because it's not based really on your record once you get there. Now, the bracketing is based on your record, but once you start playing, you could have the worst record in the entire bracket, and if you win your games, you advance, and the team that doesn't win their games, even if they have the best record, they're out. That's why I think the NCAA tournament is so exciting for people. Plus, it doesn't happen one day. It's not a one-day thing. You know, the tournament itself, I believe, will be covered all this weekend. I think it goes Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then I think next weekend, they go Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I think. And then the following weekend, I think they have the big games just on Saturday and maybe Sunday. Maybe it's just Saturday. And then the following weekend, or maybe it's just the I don't know how long the waiting period has changed. But then the final game used to be on a Monday night. So that's how it used to go. It would start on it would go Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That would be the first and second rounds. And then the following week, the third and fourth rounds would be on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then the following week, they would have like the Sweet 16, or maybe it was just the Final Four. I think it was the Final Four. They would get to the Final Four the following weekend, and that would just be on Saturday. And then the following, they would take Sunday off, and then Monday they would have the big final. But beyond that, I really have no idea. And I have no idea who's favored this year. And that's the way it goes. Did anybody fill out a bracket out there? Does anybody have any idea? Have you heard much about anything? Apparently, nobody's heard much about anything this morning. We're talking about the fog. We're talking about the NCAA tournament. We're talking about St. Patrick's Day. A lot of stuff going on today, and not much. People don't have much to say this morning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. What is the fog like where you are? I know a lot of people who listen to this show live in the county, and a lot of people who listen to this show live outside Marion County. the calls show us that. So how is the fog this morning where you are? It's not pleasant, certainly. Fog's a very dangerous thing. You got to remember to put your headlights on, and you've got to certainly drive on the defensive, because some people don't slow down at all during a fog like this. And until you're right up on somebody, you really don't see them. And that is a problem. Does anybody have any big St. Patrick's Day plans tonight? I'm sure the green beer will be flowing in some of these restaurants, because last year, I don't think they were allowed to celebrate St. Patrick's Day at all. I think the restaurants had just shut down prior to the holiday because of the pandemic, so I don't think there was any celebration of St. Patrick's Day out in the public last year. And I wonder what impact that'll have today if people do go out tonight and drink their green beer and do the things that they normally do, because that's a lot of people getting together if they do go out. It's a different type. Well, it's also different because it falls in the middle of the week. Now, sometimes it falls on the weekend, but this year it falls right in the middle of the week, right here on Wednesday. So if you have this on Wednesday, a lot of people got to go to work tomorrow on Thursday. So who knows? Will the green beer be flowing tonight? Will people enjoy this? I'm trying to think of what would be a good Irish food that you would want to cook on St. Patrick's Day. Or maybe you just dye something green. You know, I think it was Heloise who used to come on the program, and she would tell us that she would, like, dye pancakes green. I think that's what she said she would do for her family on St. Patrick's Day. She would dye the pancakes green. In any event, if anybody has any thoughts on any of this, do give me a buzz. I would love to hear your opinion. St. Patrick's Day, spring break, all kinds of discussions to be had this morning. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. I still think a lot of people are thrown off by the time change. I think that the daylight savings time really throws people off because you lose an hour, and I think you're trying to catch up all week with losing that hour. Also, the fog. Does anybody have a fog report that they would like to call in this morning? I know a lot of people who listen to us in cars and buses are probably being very precautious this morning in their driving because of the fog. Now, I wonder, do more people come out in a fog because schools get canceled and delayed and things of that nature, or do less people come out in a fog? I know this morning I went through McDonald's to get a drink, and the line seemed about normal, because every Wednesday it is truck day, as we all know, because I've mentioned this many times. That's when the McDonald's delivery truck pulls up sometime between 7 and 8 o'clock and blocks one lane of the drive-through. So this morning that was going on, so I had to get in the one lane, and it was about like it normally is. So it seemed like people were out in normal numbers this morning. All right, what else did I want to talk about this morning? Oh, you know, Wednesday has become a very important day around here, because Wednesday is the day that some kind of breakfast has showed up for me every week. Now, this morning is a very good breakfast, and it's actually one that I have not had before. This morning, it is frozen yogurt with blueberries, strawberries, and I believe this is granola in the cup. Now, this is a very good breakfast, and I know a lot of people really like this. I think they do. They call this a parfait. Is that what they? I think they call it a parfait. I'm not sure where that word comes from. Parfait, is that a French word? Sounds like a French word, parfait. But frozen yogurt, frozen vanilla yogurt, with fresh blueberries, fresh strawberries, and granola. That is a good breakfast. Some people like cold breakfast, some people like warm breakfast. You know, I kind of like either one. Depends on what it is. Some people prefer omelets and eggs and potatoes and sausage, but then some people prefer things like cereal and Pop-Tarts. I don't know if you would consider Pop-Tarts a warm or cold breakfast. Because some people eat them cold, but some people put them in the microwave or the toaster and warm them up. So I really don't know what you would consider Pop-Tarts. But I'm going to consider this a cold breakfast, this parfait. But very, very good. But I've always been a fan of yogurt. I like yogurt, regular yogurt. I like frozen yogurt. I like just about any kind of yogurt. Now, a lot of people really don't like yogurt, and I've been surprised at the number of people who do not like yogurt. Is there anybody out there who doesn't like yogurt? And why don't you like it? I'm still interested to know what everybody has for breakfast out there. It was always my contention for a long time that people did not eat breakfast. That people just blew right out of their house in the morning. But I don't know. I'm starting to believe that more people eat breakfast because I see so many breakfast options available. So I'm starting to believe that maybe people do. Maybe they grab a Pop-Tart. Maybe they grab a granola bar. Maybe they have a Pepsi. I don't know, a Coke. Maybe, I don't know what they do in the morning. But I would be interested to know what you have for breakfast, because for a long time we did weird foods on this show that people eat. And I still like to do that from time to time, the weird foods that people eat. But I think even if it's a normal food, a lot of people would be interested to know what your go-to is for breakfast in your house. And breakfast, I will say this, breakfast is the only meal of the day where people seem to have a consistency. And what I mean to say about that is that for dinner, you tend to have something different every night. For lunch, you tend to have something different every day. But it seems like people who eat breakfast consistently tend to have the same thing every day. You know, if you're a bacon and eggs person, you have bacon and eggs every morning. If you're a granola bar person, you have a granola bar every morning. If you are a Pop-Tart person, you have a Pop-Tart every morning. If you're a cold cereal person, you have cold cereal every morning, oatmeal and cream of wheat and so on and so forth. So what do you have for breakfast? What is your go-to? And is it something you go to every day? Is there anybody out there who mixes up their breakfast routine every day? Because breakfast, for whatever reason, that it's some kind of a consistent, I just call it a consistent meal every day in people's life. It's kind of like a snack. Breakfast has become more of a snack than a meal. And I think it was supposed to be meant as a meal. But people just tend to have less time in the morning, it seems like. Give me a buzz here. 740-383-9944. 39 minutes past the hour. What do you eat for breakfast every morning? What an offbeat question that is. Now, we've done a lot around here with cookies and cakes and things like that. Now, there's a lot of that going on in the morning. Heavens knows, a lot of people will just have a Little Debbie or a Hostess cupcake in the morning, or they'll have an Oreo. Donuts, of course. How could we forget donuts? Now, this is a question I've wanted to ask for a while. Does anybody have a favorite donut? Because lately there are so many different types of donuts. Even when you go to the grocery store, there are just countless different types of donuts. And certainly when you go to a donut shop like Dunkin' or Tim Hortons or Starbucks or any place like that, there are a ton of different donuts. But I have noticed that people tend to go to a certain type of donut. And I think that's interesting. Now, does anybody know? Can anybody guess this? Let's find out how smart you are. The audience seems to be a little asleep this morning out there on us. Maybe because it's St. Patrick's Day. But does anybody know what the go-to donut at least is in Marion? Now, it might be in other places as well. And this is not a formal trivia question here, but I have heard this donut mentioned more than any other donut in Marion. I have had more than five people come up to me and they will say, "This is my favorite donut. If you're going to get donuts, make sure you get this one." And as a matter of fact, if you've been listening for a while, when we did our broadcast from the grand opening of Dunkin' last summer, they told us that was their best-selling donut. And I believe that day they sold out on their opening day. Does anybody know what the best-selling donut in Marion is? Let's see how smart you are out there this morning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Get those brains working on St. Patrick's Day. Does anybody know what the undisputed, unless you want to dispute it, favorite donut is in Marion? 740-383-9944. And again, this could be other places as well. Now, let's see. Well, there's some other things I wanted to mention here this morning outside of this whole St. Patrick's Day conversation. Do want to mention that Glenn Coble will join us at 10:10 this morning through 12 noon. And then we will have a progressive life with Glenn Coble today, 12:15 until 1 p.m. Then we will have offbeat news and trivia with Nate Redman, 4:10 to 5 p.m. And the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday sermon, 6:10 until 7 p.m. today. Right here on WWGH Radio. Does nobody in our audience know what Marion's favorite donut is? Isn't that funny? Because if anybody would ask me this question right off the top of my head, I would tell you what the favorite donut was. Because I've heard this more than once. This is my favorite donut, period. 740-383-9944. And like I said, when we did the remote from Dunkin' last summer, I believe it was last July when they did their grand opening, they were telling me about how they ran out of this donut that day and how popular it is. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I'm going to guess it's the Long John donut.
You know, I know the Long Johns are very popular, but that was not what they told me that day, and I don't hear that a lot. Now, what is your... that's a very popular donut. What's your definition of a Long John?
Those, like, long skinny cream in the center, or, like, custard and whatever.
Now, does it have to be vanilla cream? Now, if you put chocolate in there, is it still a Long John?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maple is good, too. The maple filling one.
Now, what do you have for breakfast every morning?
Yeah, honestly, this is sad, but McDonald's.
Now, you know what?
Chicken griddle and a hash brown and an iced coffee.
Now, don't you think, though, that McDonald's has stepped up their game in breakfast over recent times?
Oh, definitely. I think it's pretty decent.
Do you remember
if you eat smart, you can eat McDonald's every day and be all right, I think.
Do you remember when it used to be just hash brown, sausage egg McMuffin, or hotcakes?
Kind of. That was the go-to when I was a kid, I remember. You get hotcakes. Your parents bring home the big thing of hotcakes.
Yeah. I wonder what it is about McDonald's pancakes that they call hotcakes that are different than most other places' pancakes.
I don't know. McDonald's, you're talking about donuts, they do have donuts, and their apple fritter is pretty good.
Oh, do they have donuts?
Yeah.
I did not. Do they have a variety of donuts over there?
I don't know. I see them in the cabinet, but they have a little bit of variety.
You know, I got to ask you this. The iced coffee, because this is a fairly new thing. What is the difference? I mean, obviously, besides being cold, what is it a different taste to an iced coffee?
Well, I get the vanilla sugar-free, so it's not necessarily coffee flavored.
Is it more like a shake or a smoothie than a coffee?
No, it's just coffee on ice.
Just coffee?
Cold coffee.
Wonder how that ever came about. Do you have any big St. Patrick's Day plans?
Try to avoid getting pinched because I didn't wear green today.
You know, did you even know that today was St. Patrick's Day? I didn't hear any publicity on this.
I did, but I don't drink. So, like, that's not a thing for me. I'm not in school, so nobody really talks about it. I don't think it works too much.
So you forgot the green today.
Yeah.
Forgot the green. Well, here's hoping you don't get pinched, and thanks for calling.
Yeah, catch you later.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right. Well, the Long John certainly is a popular donut. I would not deny that at all. We hear a lot about the Long John, but does anybody know what... Now, again, this is something that I have just picked up from talking to people who have asked for donuts. And again, being at Dunkin's grand opening, I think they ran out of this particular donut. So you hear so much about this donut that you just get to the point to where you think it's the favorite donut in the county. So does anybody know what Marion's favorite donut is? Now, we have had a guess of a Long John, and boy, those are popular. I see a lot of those sold in the grocery store. The Long Johns, because most grocery stores now have some kind of bakery where they are making fresh-baked donuts. But no, not the Long John. What is Marion's favorite donut? Does anybody know? Go ahead, caller.
Fall asleep on that lemon.
Oh, lemon is good.
Lemon is the bomb.
Now, but you cannot get a lemon-filled donut everywhere.
Maybe not everywhere, but I don't go just anywhere. I go right over to Andrews.
Oh,
hi, baby.
Yes, how did we leave Andrews off this? There's another great donut place in Marion.
That's why I could never switch bus routes, because all the good eat places are over here on Bowling.
Is that right? Well, you know what? Now, here, last weekend, I was over on Delaware Avenue. Now, what are the good stops over there for food?
My go-to, as you know, like goes every morning, Southside Mickey D's, has large sweet tea, two burritos, a hot sauce. Never change it, ever, ever, ever. If I have a sweet tooth, I go over to Andrew's and get either a lemon donut or a bag of scraps. Do you be knowing about some scraps, Scott?
You know, I've heard about the scraps, but I don't think I've ever had any.
Well, they're just as good as those, you know, the regular donuts. It's just they're cut different. But if I don't think they never mind to me what they look like. When I can get them for a fraction of the price, they taste just as good.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, and then even Speedway, sometimes I cruise over there, get me a panini, and they have the best popcorn. Have you ever went over to Speedway and got their popcorn, like their brand of popcorn, the Speedway popcorn?
I don't think so.
Well, they have different flavors, and the fire roast, the sweet corn, that's where it's at.
Is that right? So you just go right into the Speedway Cafe and get their brand of popcorn.
Yeah, they have it, like I said, it's the actual Speedway name brand of, and you can get like a family size bag for $2.99, for like a personal size bag for like a buck and a half or something like that. And I thought, okay, that's a pretty specific flavor, fire roasted sweet corn. Well, let me be the judge of this. And let me just tell you, I'm hooked.
Is that right? Now, how are the roads out there this morning with the fog?
It's kind of like driving in soup.
You
want to be careful today.
It's rough out there. Now, I tell you, it is not the lemon donut. That's not the one that I keep hearing. But, you know, honestly, if I was going to get a donut, that's probably, I would either go glazed or lemon filled. I like the glazed and I like the lemon filled.
Well, if you like the glazed, you need to get you a big bag. You can get a big bag and then a bigger bag. And then scraps, a big bag's $1 and then a bigger bag's $2. And they fill it clear up to the top. I mean, that's a price for like one donut is $1.
And basically, it's just glazed donuts that have been broken, right?
I'm guessing. Don't hold me to this, but I'm assuming that it's like when they cut them out or whatever, you know, like if you rolled out a big old whatever, of dough, and like you cut out all your like donuts, that's what's left on the table. I'm thinking that's what they go ahead and fry that up, call it scraps, and that's what they I just know they're delicious, and that's a heck of a bargain.
Well, that's all you need. Well, you got any big St. Patrick's Day plans?
Bingo. So wish me luck.
Oh, bingo. Oh, well, who has bingo tonight?
Macaba. Right there, yeah, right down that catty corner from you.
You know what? A lot of people used to go to bingo. Now, is it still... Because I remember the standard price for bingo used to be like
$40. Well, they had a special for a long time. I think they probably still do. It's like you could play all your basic games for like $20. And then, of course, you have like the add-ons, the little extras, the little goodies.
Now what's,
and then you got your pool tabs, too.
Now, what's the big payoff down there?
It just depends. It depends on a lot of things, like how many people show up and stuff.
So they don't have, like, a $1,000 coverall or anything like that?
The first time I went, a lady in front of me, she didn't hit this on bingo. She was playing the pool tabs, but she won $600.
Well, hey, that's not bad.
I mean, but that was one person out of, like, the whole bingo. Like, everybody wasn't hitting $600. But I think we're all winners today because we all got some stimmies.
Oh yeah, today was stimulus day,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not really sure. I mean, was it just this area? Because I know so many people. Today we're talking about getting the stimulus.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
But we're all happy.
Do you think we're going to have any more? Because isn't Corona about over with?
Well, I don't know if it's over with. I think if people continue to get vaccinated, and I think if people continue to follow the rules, we'll do better. But I'm wondering, when we do get to a point where we're semi-bested, what about these people who've been working from home? After a year to have people back in the office, I think that's going to be...
That kind of shows that, yeah, you're not really that important after all.
Well, I don't know. I think it's going to be tough to go for them to go back to the office when you've just had to walk from your bed to your desk for a year.
I wonder, I'll take it a step further, I wonder how many jobs are going to be cut out because they realize that that so many things can be outsourced, done on a computer, condensed, whatever you want to call it.
Well, that's what I've always wondered. For all these people who are working at home, I've always thought, you know, I know they think it's great because they're working at home, but why would you continue to pay somebody full wage if you realize that job does not have to be done in the office and you could hire a telemarketing firm to do it for much less cost?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Being a bus driver, that's not really something I can relate to. I had to get up, and go every day, so...
Yeah, your job's safe. You're in good shape.
Yeah, I'm going to keep on trucking, Scott.
All right, keep on trucking down the road. Thanks for calling.
Toodles.
740-383-9944. Well, we have one for Lemon Donut. We had Long John and Lemon Donut. But those are not the ones that I have heard that are Marion's favorite donut. Now, coming up on 54 minutes past the hour here, does anybody want to venture a guess as to what I have heard is Marion's favorite donut? Now, again, I'm bringing this up from hearing so many people request this donut and having Dunkin' run out of this donut on their opening day. And I believe it was the only donut that they did run out of on their opening day. So does anybody know what that was or what that is? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Or any St. Patrick's Day plans today? Does anybody got the big plans? Does anybody even know it's St. Patrick's Day at this point? Or has that just blown off? That whole thing just worn off as time has went on. But, the last caller brought up an interesting point about the coronavirus getting better because of people taking the vaccination. And I think people going outside because the weather's getting a little better. And also just so many people having it. Once you have it, I think there is a little bit of an immunity for a while. That seems to be what the doctors are saying. So I think that's helping it along. But... you know, these people who've been working from home, I really don't think they're just going to leave them at home when the safety precautions are gone. You know, because if you leave them at home and you continue to pay their health insurance and you continue to, what would happen to the workman's comp business if you left all these people at home? What would happen to the gas prices if you left everybody at home? Because less people would be driving every day. There'd be no morning commute. There'd be no commute home. I don't know. I just don't know if these office jobs are just going to leave everybody at home. Now, I know the people who are working at home are praying that's what happens, because that's, I think, what a lot of these people wanted for the longest period of time, was to work from home. But I don't know if that is what's going to happen. The reason I have doubts about this is because no job has ever said it. And at any point, I mean, we're in this a year now. At any point, any of these businesses could have came along and said, you know what, we're just going to stick with this. We're just going to stick with this because this is more efficient and a better way to go. And it doesn't seem like companies are saying that. If you ask a company why people are working from home, they're going to tell you it's because of the coronavirus, the pandemic. Well, when that's no longer the reason, and that reason will go away after a while, well, then what's the reason for them being at home? Because I just don't know if they'll close these office buildings. Because some people have never went home, and they are still working in the office buildings. I know a lot of situations where people have been working, management has still been going to the office building every day. So they're not going to close the office building. So all these people who've been working from home, it doesn't cost any more to have them in the office. I mean, you still got to turn on the heat, you still got to turn on the air conditioning, you still got to turn on the electric for the management coming into the office. So I don't know if it's going to be long-term or not. Guess we'll find out. Go ahead, caller.
Morning, Scott.
Morning.
My daughter works for Aetna, and they did not renew their lease this year, so All the employees are going to be working from home.
Permanently.
I'm sorry?
I say permanently they'll be working from home.
Yes.
Now, that's interesting, because I've known a few plants, people I know who have been working from home for most of the year. Now, the offices are still open, or at least they're still there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I would think that would be a bad sign for the people working at home.
I don't know. I know that, basically it's not an office where people walk in. It's not that type of an office. She does insurance claims for the physicians if they're, you know, did something wrong or if they have questions. But her whole office, they didn't renew the lease, and all the employees are working from home.
Well, it must have worked good for them, but I you know, there are two cases that I know of during this where the people were sent home, and it was definitely because of coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
But
the same with her.
Yeah, absolutely. But I know that in both of those cases, that management and people who do those jobs who have been in better health still go to the office every day.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't think the office has any intention of closing. And one of the jobs is a state job. So I know that I just think that those people are going to be asked to come back at one point. And I think that's going to be one of the biggest transitions of this whole thing, is when these people, because a year is a long time to work from home.
I think people need to go to the office, too. I think they need that, you know, the break from home and office. I mean, when you go to work and you're in an office, and you get to come home, that's kind of your let down sanctuary, you know, after a hard day's work. You can come home and relax, but if you're working from home, then I don't know. And then plus just the social side of it.
Well, I would think that if this continually goes on, I would think what you're going to have is a lot of depression. I would think you're going to have a lot of weight gain. I would think you're going to have a lot of inactivity. I would think you're going to have a lot of problem. I mean, I was talking to a psychiatrist friend of mine early on in this who was so against people working from home because of the socialization and because, you know, you gave all people who had these mental disorders their greatest gift. They don't have to leave the house now.
It's true.
You know, and that's not what a medical doctor, a psychiatrist, wants you to do. They always tell you to go out. Be out.
Yeah.
You know, socialize. So I don't know. I wonder in the long term, and I also wonder how long term this is going to work. Because when you bring somebody in to train them now, I mean, when somebody quits, well, how do you do it?
How do you train?
Do you train them from home?
No, I have no idea.
And it's going to be a different thing, but I don't think the coronavirus is going to change us nearly as much as we thought in the beginning. I think in the beginning, a lot of people thought we'll be wearing masks forever. I think people thought these shields will be up forever.
I hope not.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be that, and I think people will go back to work. I think it's going to be a tough transition, but I think it will happen.
Okay.
Well, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. All right, we got a 15-minute break coming up, and we'll be back on the other side with much more conversation. And if you'd like to get in there on that conversation, 740-383-9944. I'm going to enjoy my parfait here. Be back in 15 minutes.
Number in there, because you are so comedic. You have that great comedic time. Is there a number that kind of strays to the comedy side of things that you like to do?
They want me to do the Where, Oh, Where Are You Tonight thing, so I'll do that. I have, she says, you know, the